So yeah, a little update. Apparently, our malicious digital imposter is impostering me, and left some negative comments through Lee Robinson's website. And me and Lee spoke on the phone this morning and got that straightened out. Whatever differences and disagreements me and Mr. Robinson may have, we both agree that this type of criminal behavior is criminal behavior. And shouldn't be tolerated for any creators. We wouldn't, and that's being a stand-up guy. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to that, that you could be enemies with someone on certain level, and yet still stand up for and acknowledge their rights in the world. And I think that that's lacking today. So that's good. But to get back to what we were talking about, and Lee, you're really, really slippery, dude, and it's really, really simple. In response, it's very simple, dude. I took some clips of some of your videos. I did some commentary about your dog training. You didn't like it. In response to that, you filed what I would consider frivolous copyright infringement claims to get my content taken down, which, by the way, to me was trespassing on my freedom of speech because it was all under fair use. But anyway, to get back what we were talking about this morning, and then you defamed me and character assassinated me underneath the video. And I can't believe that you said, well, I didn't say your name. What, dude? See, I say people's names, and you were like taking pride in how you don't say people's names and you don't go public. Well, I do, dude, and I say people's names. And everybody knew who you were talking about, what you wrote underneath that video that was directed at me. And what you said was, is that due to my lack of experience with dogs, I had taken in a vicious Connie Corso, and then after just 4 days, I rehomed the dog, and the dog attacked and bit its new owner, and then I blamed it on the owner. That is what you wrote. I have a screen capture and I printed it out. That's among other things. You talked about my children, my mother, how I'm a hermit out in the desert. Just all kinds of things that have nothing to do with dogs. And that's kind of my point, Lee. That's not what a stand-up guy does. And that is what you did. And to say, well, I didn't use your name. And that's what you posted on your Facebook wall. No, I didn't post anything like that at all, dude. And anybody that's followed my channels... and the post is on Marino Conte Corso, and it says, don't, it's not what happened. That photograph that you're looking at, Lee, was the lady that brought the dog to me, what it had done to her, because she shouldn't have had a Corso. She had no business having a Corso, and she ruined that dog. And I never rehomed the dog. The dog had to be put down, Lee. So, as everybody knows, because it was all public, which led to the first prank, by the way, Lee, which led to the first call to having someone come out to the house, animal control coming out to the house. They whoever this person is, called and told them that I was burying living dogs up to their necks out in holes out in the desert. Ludicrous. But anyway... So, Lee, you're really slippery. It's really that simple. I made a critique of your dog training. And I stand on all that. And, you know, we can go live and talk about it. But anyway, you can try to say, well, it's not protection. I ain't got time for bullshit, dude. You, in response to that, trespassed on my freedom of speech. You didn't come to me with anything. You went and you filed and you got channel strikes on my YouTube channels and got my websites taken down and trespassed on my freedom of speech because you didn't like what I had to say. And, well, that's not very libertarian, stepping on your toes. As George Orwell said, journalism is printing what somebody else doesn't want printed and everything else is public relations. So stepping on your toes isn't a green light for you to go and attack somebody. And that's what you did. Yeah, you like to be quiet about it. You didn't want people to know that you were snitching all over the place. Well, I name names, buddy. A lot of people don't like that, but I name names. And so you attacked my freedom of speech, you attacked my web properties, and because of this ludicrous system, right? We were talking about how insane it is. They grant anything. So don't take stock that because your copyright infringement claims were granted that there was legitimacy to them. They were frivolous. The other people that I made similar critiques didn't do anything like that. You were the only person. And then you slandered me. It was about me that you wrote under that video, about my relationship with my children and my mother, and I'm a hermit out in the desert and live alone. I've been married to the same woman for 23 years. It's just pointless. It's stupid. And it was slander. And it had nothing to do with dogs. So quit acting like you're a fucking stand-up dude, because I don't think so. Maybe in some ways you are, but that ain't very stand-up. That's not very stand-up at all. And if you ever want to go live and talk about the dog training, you know, I'd love to do that. I don't care about any of this other shit. What I'm talking about is these dogs that are sleeve happy, that aren't really seriously aggressive towards the human being, and how that's a problem. And that's kind of what I'm on, because I want serious guard dogs for my house and my property. And that training that you're doing there is ruins dogs for real guardian work. And that's my point. So thank you very much for being willing to help with whoever this is. And no, it's not me. And anybody else out there, if you're getting any kind of like comments or anything like that, it's not me. It's this malicious digital imposter that we have. And it could happen to you. It's a very simple process. Go check out my other website. I got a video there where I show people how you could actually take down the Coca-Cola logo for copyright infringement, is how lax their policies are on these social platforms. But anyway, that wasn't a very stand-up thing to do, bro. And quit with all the squiggly wigglies and, well, I didn't say your name, and dude, I ain't got time for that shit, man. Your dogs play with the sleeve, and many of them. You know, that was so disingenuous. I did a critique about one dog, and then you go and you get a different dog, right, to show I'm wrong. You're a snaky dude. You ain't fooling me, bro. I've been around the block. I've been around this planet. You ain't fooling me for a minute, buddy. Not for a second. And so I appreciate it, the chivalry, and it's returned. That's one of the things me and Gypsy loved about each other. A little bit of chivalry, right? We can fight, we can argue, you know, but we don't have to be dirtbags and scumbags about it. And, you know, I'm not leaving comments through your website, and I think you know that now. And I don't think Lee's the one doing this. This is somebody else. And Lori Berg, she recently emailed me asking, you know, what's the update? Don't have anything right at the moment, but so there's real people that are willing to come forward. But that's a whole nother topic with this malicious digital imposter, pretty successfully bringing down most of our content and our YouTube channels. We just lost another X account, Yeah, so we're dealing with that, and it's somebody in the dog world, and we're going to do our best to find out who it is. And Lee doesn't appreciate that there's somebody out there using his name to do crimes, and Lori doesn't appreciate that as well. And Richard Hines's name is also being used, as is Ed Hodes, who passed away in 2021. So those are the names: Chuck Marino, my name, Chuck Gines, Lee Robinson, this guy's impostered him, Richard Hines, Lori Berg, and Ed Hodes, and using those identities to make fraudulent DMCA takedown requests to commit crimes and also civil liberties. It's a matter of freedom of speech. Big trespass. So, but anyway, man, you defamed me, man. And you showed a lot of cards there, that you resorted to switching dogs, which I did a, here's the thing, I did a critique on that dog, right? You did a response video, I did a critique of it, right? Another reply, you got that taken down for copyright, dude. Come on, man. What a, you deleted and blocked. How many people came over, dude? I know at least 7 or 8 people that came over and left decent comments when this was going on, and you deleted every single one of them and blocked it. So quit with the stand-up guy, dude. Stop with that shit. You went around and you snitched and bitched. That's what you did, because you didn't like what I had to say. Wasn't anything illegal. Wasn't even about you. It was about the dogs. And that's how you responded. So quit backtracking on that and saying I'm mischaracterizing shit. Tired of that. Tired of it, Lee. Tired. But thanks for, you know, and the offer of any help in tracing down who this person is, because that's a different topic. I would defend your right to free speech. To say, here's the difference between me and you, Lee. I defend your right to say things I don't like. Like I said, dude, there are so many hit videos on me out there, dude. I don't pay it any mind, bro. And but you respond very, very differently, and I stand on that. So that's my update. Nice talking with you this morning, but I ain't gonna argue about that shit, dude. You slandered and defamed me in the comment, in the description area of a video, and whether you said my entire name or not is this sneaky bullshit. Everybody knows who the fuck you were talking about, dude. And be man enough to say a motherfucker's name and look him in the eye, maybe, huh? Instead of sneaking around.